Hello, I'm Marianne Penn.
And I'm John Francis.
We will have more news from the city, as well as Information Desk and our second feature. We begin this part with news from the cathedral, a wedding story, sort of, and a tradition is revived on the city streets.
Yes, an ancient tradition has been revived on the streets of Norwich as the city stonemasons took a procession around their old parish boundary. The Stonemasons Guild of St Stephen and St George, based at St Clement's Church, Colgate in Norwich, has been actively reenacting street processions and dramatic performances in recent years, and this time they brought back the ancient custom of beating the barns, wearing their traditional aprons and unique white box hats, thanks to a good deal of research by their clerk, Colin Howie, and historian and author David Berwick. They surveyed the local area and realised the historic boundary could be traced and followed. Mr. Berwick said, "These public ceremonies were very necessary to regularly sort out the prevailing jumble of parishes which were so characteristic of Georgian Norwich. There were more than 40 parishes, and none had a simple definable border. It was a nightmare to easily sort one area from another."
The Hawk and Owl Trust have taken the decision not to ring this year's brood of peregrine chicks at Norwich Cathedral because of safety concerns. Between May the 3rd and 5th, three chicks were hatched at the spire, and under normal circumstances, the Hawk and Owl Trust would place a metal ring on their leg in order to identify them in the future. The Hawk and Owl Trust said in a statement, "Anyone who has been following the Norwich peregrines will know that the female is a relatively inexperienced bird, who is also large, clumsy, and inclined to react strongly to situations, and has already suffered two punctured eggs from her own claws and the tragic loss of a chick last year after she caught it in her talons when spooked off the nest. The process of ringing the chicks does not endanger them, but accessing the nest site from the spire is not straightforward. With, we believe, the benefit to science outweighed by the risk of danger to the chicks this year, the decision has been taken that we will not be ringing the chicks."
As the world watches Prince Harry and Meghan Markle tie the knot, visitors to a Norfolk village will be reenacting another royal wedding. In Blickling Parish Church, escape room operators History Mystery have opened the first escape game in a church based on the life of Anne Boleyn, who once lived in the village, and her marriage to King Henry VIII. In the church where the unfortunate queen worshipped as a child, game players have 1 hour to search for clues in a quest to get Anne to the altar. The escape room takes place every weekend, so we'll be welcoming visitors during the Prince and Miss Markle ceremony on May the 19th. Proceeds from the game, launched by Norwich-based History Mystery in autumn 2017, go to the church.
A new art exhibition by the Norwich 20 Group is taking place at the Undercroft Gallery this month. Changes is the theme of the exhibition, which opened on May the 9th at the gallery behind Norwich Market. It is Norwich 20 Group's 5th exhibition at the Undercroft, and it features work by 27 artists. Curated by Frances Martin, the show spans the visual art spectrum and features sculpture, paintings, prints, digital images, and more. Among the art exhibited is a 3D work by Plasticus, created by Sue Nichols, with guest artist Lindsay Elise Jolly, paintings by Devon Smith, sculpture by Richard Clearland, and landscape by Martin Lawrence. The Changes exhibition will run until May the 26th and is open from 12 p.m. until 5 p.m. each day. There will also be an acoustic event called Sound Underground at the exhibition on May the 18th from 7:30 p.m.